Let's talk about YouTube. YouTube Premium, in fact. Are people doing it or what? Watching it?
They are. 50 million people have now signed up to YouTube Premium. So on YouTube Premium, no ads, and that's you can download all the music videos you want, any video you want to your device on there as well. It will be locked to YouTube as well, so if you don't stop paying, you won't be able to play them. But you know what, Darren, for $14.99 a month to access everything on YouTube, it's not a bad music streaming service at all because there's everything up there. YouTube has actually got 2 billion monthly users right now. And they've had a subscription service. I've changed it, but this one is starting to work and grow on there as well. I've got it. I subscribe to it because I think it's, you know, sometimes I want to see something on YouTube without the ad, so it's really good. By comparison, Spotify is the world's biggest music streaming service. They have 165 million paying members. So Google's YouTube holds about 8% of the world's subscription streaming market. Apple Music is double that, and Spotify is double that as well. So we're all going down the streaming track. We want you to listen to 7AD, though, for music. But when you can't do it, subscribe to something.
Right. Well, so YouTube Premium, $15 a month. Oh, it's three cups of coffee. So
exactly. That's what I always say to people, three cups of coffee. And you can have every song and every video clip that you've ever wanted.
Right. Now, you've got some new information about the iPhone coming out. But first, how often should we be actually restarting our iPhones?
iPhone, Android phone, at least twice a month is the optimum thing to do. So once a week is pretty good to go along and do that. Don't, if you're restarting every day, there's something wrong with your phone.
Something wrong with you if you're doing that every day. It's like, get a life.
Right. Yeah. So when we restart our phone, it stops all the applications running in the background, so we've got nothing unnecessary. Your phone runs a bit quicker. It actually improves battery health on your phone as well. Not restarting your phone every week won't have an effect on your battery. But, you know, I saw somebody this week who hadn't restarted their phone in 4 months, had all sorts of issues with it. We restarted it, all back to normal. So, you know, restart it, people. Check for your updates. It's a good idea.
All right, twice a month. Good tip there. Now, while we're talking iPhone, so September, right?
So next Wednesday when I talk to you, I would have been up since 3 a.m. that's when the Apple announcement. It's not funny, Darren. That's what the Apple announcement will be. So for people out there who are waiting for the new iPhone and all the new things, we can once we know that midweek date, we can say that pre-orders will open up at the end of that week, which is normally Friday the 17th now, and then we can say the phone will probably be released on the 24th of September as well.
Okay.
So we've got some dates in there as well. We can also expect to see a new Apple Watch being announced there as well that may feature some of the rumours around that. A blood pressure sensor, it can monitor hypertension, check your temperature, which is really good nowadays with COVID, detect sleep apnea, and maybe even perform blood sugar readings.
Wow. That's quite amazing. All that in a watch.
In a watch. We've got to wait, but they're the hot rumours at the moment for it, because it really is a health device with all the different things it does at the moment. But they start incorporating all those, you know, into it. I reckon it's a great thing.
How much do you reckon it's going to sell for?
$600-700.
Okay.
And we're going to say Apple Watch is the best-selling watch in the world now.
Well, you know, if it's got all those functions and can tell the time, hello?
Who tells the time? It's all about the function.
Yeah. All right, Windows 11, October, right?
Released on the 5th of October. Still getting lots of calls and emails about this. Don't panic, people, as well. About, you know, wanting to upgrade yet. Windows 10 is very good, will be supported until 2025. We're going to see some new computers come on the market in that 5th of October week with Windows 11 already pre-installed as well. But you know what? Don't rush out to go along and get it now. Let's just sit back and wait and see what it's like first.
All right. All that information and more on Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au. So your team in the footy is still alive. Mine's gone. How do you rate your Port's chances?
I'll be glad when Saturday's over, play for the Bulldogs. So, you know, it depends on the bomb. I'm a nervous, got to say that.
Yeah.
The weather forecast looks like slowly improving for us as well. So they were saying showers, now it may be a shower or two, which is good for us. So we should win. We really should.
Yeah, I'll tip you. All right, mate. Thanks for that. Talk to you next week.
See you, Darren.